हेलो, नमस्ते, अन्योंग, व्हाट्स अप, वेलकम बैक टू दिस पॉडकास्ट एपिसोड नंबर 3. फॉर ऑल द पीपल दैट आर न्यू ईयर, लेट मी जस्ट इंट्रोड्यूस माई सेल्फ. माई नेम इज तनीषा शर्मा, ए के ए पोटेटो हेड. दिस पॉडकास्ट इज अबाउट मी बींग अ फैन गर्ल, एंड इन दिस केस आई एम बींग अ फैन गर्ल दैट इज अ बी डी एस आर्मी. Before starting this episode, let me just apologize to everyone if my voice sounds kind of husky or very gruffy. It is actually because I'm kind of sick. But let's be glad that it's not corona. So yeah, you can cross that off the list. Anyway, let's come back and let's talk about BDS. Okay, so today I have an amazing news to share with you guys, and it's something to do with my mom. So last year, that is 2019, I made her an Instagram account which she never used, and over the course of time I posted like around 3 posts from her account that was like very randomly. However, she was not really interested to know what, how or which and where and why of Instagram. My family are not BTS fans, but they don't stop me from fangirling or mind me showing them BTS content. Although I keep showing my mom BTS memes and funny videos regularly. So today, while I was showing her a few videos I had saved on my Instagram account, she asked me to make her an Instagram account as well. So I told her that you already have an Instagram account. Then my mom told me to show how exactly Instagram works. At first, I thought that she was genuinely interested in knowing how to use Instagram, because I and my brother don't use Facebook anymore and are always on Instagram. But after getting to know all the things about Instagram, she looks me dead in the eye and tells me, "This is all fine. Now tell me, how do I get to see BTS on my Instagram as well?" And at that moment, I realized that my mom is at her initial stage of being a fangirl as well. I think it's amazing because the BTS content I get is in English, but my mom is not fluent in English at all. But she still enjoys their music, their concert, them playing childhood games, bickering with each other, being crackheads together. I believe language is truly not a barrier, especially for my mom, because she watches Korean drama with me, okay? And still understand what's going on without even understanding the subtitles that are going under it. Talking about being a fangirl reminded me of the time I became an army. Okay, I think a lot of us have faced this question about, like, you don't even understand what they're saying. How can you even relate? See, when I first listened to BTS, I think my first song was Blood, Sweat and Tears. And I did initially like how catchy and groovy that song was. But then when I started hearing more songs, I decided not to be lazy and just give it a go with the translations of the song. And now that I listen to the same songs with these translations in my mind, I understand the songs. I like the stories that I hear in them when I listen to their songs. It gives me a sense of familiarity that we're not alone. And my feelings are not isolated. They're valid. They make me want to wake up every morning to see a beautiful sunrise and smile until the sun goes down. And again at night, instead of wanting to look at my ceiling while overthinking everything in my life, they make me want to go up to my rooftop and just watch the stars instead. Or when I feel like things are getting hard or there are things that are not going to work out, their stories, they give me hope that if I get through this, there will be something good waiting for me. It's like the songs just want me to have a good life. BTS, despite of a lot of second looks from people, have managed to gain an impact that a lot of artists have failed to do. I believe it feels comfortable standing BTS, despite the second looks and judgment passed around the entire music industry and the fandoms combined. Let me tell you that standing BTS is not about putting them over others. I think it's actually the opposite. Once you start standing BTS, you start standing yourself. Isn't that what BTS wants? And to have people look down upon their achievements just because they're a K-pop group is something that irks me. Honestly, it angers me a lot. It's really sad. So, moving on to some more happy news. Minyoongi, little meow meow, aka Agazdi, had been hinting over a collab project with a Western artist called Max. And it's finally out. The song is called Blueberry Eyes. We literally have Max and his wife Emily lip syncing to Yoongi's rap in Korean. So apparently the entire Korean verse were their vows for their actual quarantine wedding. And they threw in a little cat in there to make it feel like Yoongi was a part of it. Min Yoongi as a cat. Yes, that's what Yoongi stands are here for. Like, I think the year 2020 is Yoongi's year. It's definitely Min Yoongi's year because let me make this clear, okay? He worked on BTS albums, BTS singles, released a whole mixtape, Agazdi. Let's not forget about Dechwita music video. Then collaborated with Halsey and IU and now Max. He's been so open to ARMYs this year. He's been active on all social medias. This is truly the year of Min Yoongi also because he's the first and only male soloist in history to have both an album and a single reach top 100 number ones. I don't think you understand how powerful Min Yoongi is. No one is doing it like him. He's such a legend. I am so incredibly proud of him for achieving so much and literally making history. But let's also recognize Max as an artist because he has successfully gained the Yoongi seal of approval. The way Yoongi and Max talk about each other is so endearing. They don't speak the same language. They need a translator among themselves, but still make it work as artists. And Blueberry Eyes is the proof that language has nothing to do when you're literally all about music and not where a person comes from. I really like how Yoongi said that Max had already made up his album and asked him what he wants to work on with. And Max just straight up sent Yoongi his entire album and gave him full freedom to choose any song he wants to work on. Because Max would be just glad to have Yoongi on any of his songs and he'll just make it work. Max had already written the song Blueberry Eyes, so maybe that was the reason Yoongi was drawn to the message in the song. Like, there was such a sweet, loving, dream world feel to it. I also love his response to ARMY's initial distrust with Western artists because as ARMYs, we don't know what their reasons are. Often people come out of the woodwork and they put out a tweet just because they think it'll blow up if they mention BTS. And it's less about the appreciation of them or the music or the diligence or the focus. The way Max mentions about Yoongi like an ARMY himself is such a sight for sore eyes. Max understands how Yoongi is a member of a 7-membered band and has a lot of things on his plate, and he still gives his time and hard work and is so patient with him. He mentioned about how Yoongi kept dozing off between a basketball match he went to watch. Max really sees him in that human element and not an artist he uses for clout. And he has my full respect and a lot of ARMY's respect for it. When he says that it's the human element that makes people want to protect BTS, and they should because so many people are in it for the wrong reasons. Not just the fact that Max and his wife Emily took time to learn Yoon's verse, but the fact that they're acting like it's their own wedding vows, even in another language, is so beautiful to me. Max mentioned in an interview that they're glad they learned the Korean verse because now it's like their own inside thing. They repeat verses to each other like their own little love language. I mean, if your wedding vows aren't you and your partner learning and reciting Yoongi's verse, then are you really getting married? I also like their little interaction they have among each other through text messages. They're short and sweet because language is limited among them. Like how they go back and forth. Max says, congrats on the number one, and Yoongi just replies, thanks bro, I can't sleep tonight. And then he says, go Max, go Blueberry Eyes. And Max is just like, go Dynamite, go Yoongi. It's just to the point and so cute. I'm so happy for them. And if you haven't watched Blueberry Eyes by Max feat. Suga aka Min Yoongi, which has a cameo of Yoongi as a cat, then what are you doing with your life? I'm sorry, that was uncalled for. But if you haven't watched it, I highly suggest you to watch it. And while you're at it, do check out BTS performing Dynamite on America's Got Talent. The That's all for today. I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast. If there's anything you want me to talk about regarding BTS or K-pop or just fangirling in general, you can just drop me a message on my Instagram. My username is @thispotato. Hopefully, by the time of my next episode, my voice will get better. Till that time, I hope you're staying safe and taking one step after the other towards your happiness or goals or maybe both. I'm gonna go now. So, okay, bye.